recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's time for Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here's Larry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We always like to welcome you back to the show because we love having you here and we love being here with you. I'm going to do one thing, and that is we're going to offer our T-shirt giveaway for the last time, at least for a while. If you want one of our Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews T-shirts that also says about our term limits, be sure and send an email. It's free. We're going to pay shipping to you. It's completely free just for you, our listeners. So we'll send you one, but you have to send an email to larryb@larrysrrr.com. Send it to me. And in that email, simply tell me what platform you're listening or watching from. And then also tell me your shirt size, your name, and address, and we'll get that right out to you, okay?
Cool.
So that's kind of our last time to run this freebie for you. But then we might do it later on sometime, but be sure I've got a few left. So be sure and send it to us, okay?
Hey, before we get started,
yep.
Did you get that picture yesterday I sent you last night of the crappie?
Of your wife out fishing you?
She did. Out here on Lake Maumelle.
I didn't get it till late last night, but I said quit taking her.
Larry, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
She caught six. Now, first of all, her little push button thing, the last one she had broke.
Right.
And I said, no more. I'm not buying any more of those. You got to go to the spin cast.
Okay.
And she's been practicing a little bit. So, and then I tied her on this little hair jig that I've been getting bites on.
Right.
But hers was black and mine was silver.
Yeah.
And she caught six right off the bat.
Wow.
I'd only caught one. So I changed to black and I got two. Yeah. So it was 6-2. Here's the picture. So there she is holding those fish up. So anyways, I just had to throw that in.
Well, just to let you know, she had already texted Carol and I a picture before you got the opportunity.
I
had a feeling she was kind of proud she was out fishing you.
I bet.
But, you know, you're running the trolling motor and all of the electronics and everything. So there is an excuse.
Yeah.
A reason.
That's right.
So we'll call it a reason, not an excuse. Okay. Well, folks, we're going to have fun tonight because the name of our show is King of the Political One-Liners. Now, Randy, I actually put this little show together just for you.
Good.
Because it's all about your friend, your hero, John Kennedy. Who else could it be about, huh?
Well, I just wish he was in Arkansas instead of Louisiana.
I do, too.
And I was in Louisiana at the Crawfish Festival.
And if I ever get the opportunity to meet him.
Everybody I told down there, I said, I love you, Senator. I love you, Senator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And did they say the same?
Oh, yeah. They said, we're glad we got him. I said, I wish I had him.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Well, I started to say he's better than anything we've got, but whoops, I did anyway, didn't I?
Probably true. Oops.
You know, I got to thinking about him, and I think it's Burchert from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I got to thinking earlier today, because I knew he was going to be recording, I'm like, who is it that I really, really like? And those are the only two names that came to mind.
I'm surprised you thought of somebody else.
Well, I like him because he's kind
of nobody from Arkansas.
Well, he's kind of the country boy from me. I mean, he talks real country and everything from Tennessee. Uh-huh. And he's got some good one-liners. But I'm telling you, he's a great guy. He's got some good thoughts. And it's funny because Senator Kennedy, I think, almost is caught up with my mind's gone blank now. the guy that moved to Florida that was on Fox News, Hannity.
He's always
on Hannity.
Yeah.
And then Burchert from Tennessee is always on the other guy that, you know, has the barn. God, whatever his name is. It's tough, you know, having a senior moment.
Having a senior moment
on air. And we're not even going to take it out, folks. This is what you get.
Of course not.
Two old farts that's on here rambling around and can't even think of what they want to talk about. So
just fishing.
But maybe we'll come up with a senator somewhere and we can have him on Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. So Anyway, good. Let's go to a video. We are going to have some fun. We're going to show you a video of some of Senator Kennedy's one-liners, and then we've got a couple of serious things to talk about. But we thought we'd start out the show tonight with having just some fun. Here we go.
Good. All right. Let's see if we can get it going here.
Do you hate cops just because they're cops? The next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
As I've said about her before, I think she's the reason there are directions on a shampoo bottle.
When you have hypothermia, you don't strip naked and run in the snow.
Right.
Senator Schumer never makes the same mistake twice. He makes it five or six times just to make sure he got it right. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Republicans aren't perfect. But the other side is crazy.
These people are about 10 exits past normal. The party is controlled right now by people who majored in online activism with a minor in puberty blockers.
They're screaming like Musk stole their dog or something. Just from a political standpoint, you never interfere with your enemy when he's kicking his own ass. They're worried that she doesn't. They're worried that she was that kid in grade school who ate paste. People are worried that if she walked by a polygraph machine, the dang thing would explode. He basically used the Democrats as a chew toy. If you think this list is real, you probably think that Elvis is alive and running a small bait stand on Lake Erie. My Democratic friends, Brian, seem determined to find out what it's like to be a Jets fan. It sounds like the game room of a mental hospital. They're so upset.
That's like being opposed to children or prosperity or golden retrievers. Tariffs are like whiskey. A little whiskey under the right circumstances can be refreshing. Too much whiskey under the wrong circumstances and you end up drunk as a goat.
God created the world, and everything else is made in China. For some people, the best way to get back on your feet is to get off your ass.
I'd tell them, look, you just got to try harder not to suck.
I got to say, on that line where he said a little bit of whiskey, honestly, if you get too involved in politics, it's probably going to drive you to drinking, and you probably need a lot of whiskey.
Bet.
I'm not for sure.
Yeah.
Now, when he said that remark about the shampoo bottle directions, he was talking about AOC.
Oh, I know. I think we
used that one a few episodes ago.
Could be saying a little bit. I think it was a little bit too lenient.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Directions on something else.
And then when he said about Musk, in fact, on the way out here, you know, James is up here. He's on spring, or he's out of school now for the summer. And we were driving out here, and he said, "What are you going to record on tonight, Papa?" And then he asked me the question. He said, "If you could have Elon Musk on your podcast, what would you talk about?" I said, "Oh, there's so many things to talk about."
Yeah.
Tesla's probably the least of my concerns, honestly. It's not that big of a thing for me. But I talked to him. I said, "Well, I would certainly talk about Doge and all the corruption and all of the waste that he's uncovered and everything."
Is he going to be on next week's show?
Musk,
yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Tune in.
unless he has to cancel at the last minute, you know. But I told him, I said, "Boy, wouldn't that be the podcast? I'd love to talk to him about that." You know, and which leads us kind of into the second video, if you want to get that kind of ready, and then we'll go into it. But honestly, you know, you hear all these one-liners and everything. And I got to thinking, you know, here I push for term limits, and I still do, and I still mean it.
Mm-hmm.
But term limits actually cut both ways, right?
Sure they do.
So if I had term limits the way I want it, we wouldn't have John Kennedy.
Well, after two or four years or whatever it is, yes.
Yeah. You know, so I still stay with my philosophy. As much as I love the guy, he could be congressman for two terms, then he could be senator for two terms, and Then if he wanted to run
vice for president,
then president, let him move on up
the
ladder.
I mean, he could be appointed to so many different offices and stuff by, you know, Trump didn't want to take everybody out. He couldn't.
Right.
You know, he wished he could. He took a lot.
Sure.
But he couldn't take them all. So what I'm saying is, if it was term limits, then they could still be appointed by the president to do something on his cabinet.
Right. Oh yeah, sure.
So,
and you know, it's kind of funny that Kennedy has never really shown any aspirations to moving forward. You know, seems to be happy with what he's doing.
Sure.
And I'm sure he's doing a great job.
He's down there eating
for
crawfish.
Louisiana. Well, I guess so. Uh-huh. But
We were down there in Louisiana a couple of weeks ago at the Crawfish Festival in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right.
It had crawfish that were as big as your hand.
Yeah.
And I told people, I said, I love your senator. And they said, yeah, we do too. Leave him here. I said, I wish he was in Arkansas. You know, but they really appreciate him down there. Of course, down in Lafayette, Louisiana, that's highly Republican area.
You know, he's one of those guys that I've never heard him come on the air or in an interview that I'm like, I disagree with that.
I
honestly have never heard him make a statement that goes, no, he's crazy. I don't believe that at all. He seems to be a very level-headed guy and down to earth.
Sure.
And a very wise man, you know.
Yeah.
He's got this humor that we all appreciate.
I know it.
But he has a level of wisdom that
sure
I think if we pay attention to it, America would be in
better
shape.
And there's a
lot
of people that don't. They just count it as whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's real.
Well, you know, I've often said that if everybody was as perfect as you and I, Randy, the world would be a better place.
I know you've said that.
Well, you tend to agree with it off the air. All right, let's roll this second clip and let's listen to this.
All right.
And if you violate federal law, you get arrested, don't you?
Yes, Senator.
That's called equal treatment under the law, isn't it?
Yes, Senator.
You remember Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, don't you?
Yes, Senator.
Mr. Strzok worked for the FBI, Ms. Page. Mr. Strzok worked for the FBI. I think Ms. Page worked for Justice. The Inspector General found in its investigation that they hated President Trump, and they really wanted Secretary Clinton to win. Is that true?
That's correct, sir.
And this would be the same Ms. Page who sent an email to Mr. Strzok with whom she was having an affair. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And Mr. Strzok, with the FBI, senior official at the FBI, replied, quote, no, he won't. We'll stop it. Did I read that correctly?
You did, Senator.
Okay. Now, Ms. Page got quit before she could get fired. Mr. Strzok was fired. And predictably, they filed a lawsuit. Because in Washington, it's easier to divorce your spouse than it is to fire a federal employee.
Well, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the FBI give Mr. Strzok $1.2 million and Ms. Page $800,000?
Listen to this.
A settled lawsuit.
Senator, I do not know that settlement was reached in the prior administration.
Who made the decision?
The prior Department of Justice.
Who in the prior Department of Justice?
The settlement for that kind of case can only come from the Attorney General, which would be Attorney General Merrick Garland.
So the Attorney General decided to give Mr. Strzok $1.2 million and Ms. Page $800,000after they were fired after actively interfering in the 2016 election. Is that right?
My understanding is that was a settlement they agreed to.
Pass me the sick bucket, please.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk for just a moment. Double standard.
Yeah.
Randy, if you and I went out and, I mean, we can drive up and down the road and drive too fast and we get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people that are interfering with elections that we just blow past it and act like nothing even matters.
Right.
Nothing, you know.
Right.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Everything's okay.
Why can't we see the lawsuits against them? I mean, you know, Trump does one little thing and he borrows some money, pays interest, pays the loan back.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Right.
And he gets under a lawsuit and gets arrested and mugshot and all that.
Exactly.
Why can't something happen to these guys? We don't see anything. That's what.
I think that that's where America is getting so frustrated.
Yeah.
Now you were kind of on a rant there. You kind of
mean the rant. You,
no. You were getting the spirit of Larry over there on you, and so I just gonna lay back and let you have it. So you don't have to slow down.
Well,
I was
you
listening.
Know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, I think that it's a level of frustration that America is experiencing that we just can't get past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously. We live in a society to where there's double standards and even triple standards. I mean, we talk about equal treatment and everything being fair, but yet we apparently, according to a senator and our FBI director, have everything emails right there that are printed out.
Right.
That's on secured government servers.
Yeah,
we have everything.
I think
right
it
there.
Even went further than what he said.
Yeah.
He said it was something like, "Oh, but if he gets in, we can still stop it," or something like. There was something even after that on that text that he didn't mention.
Yeah,
that was pretty critical too.
So our question is now: why aren't we seeing handcuffs? Why aren't we seeing people cuffed and hauled off to jail?
I don't understand
the double standard, the unequal treatment. We have someone that actively interfered with an election, and yet it was covered up, and they were even paid. Now, as he said, these two people were having an affair.
Right.
They got $2 million, $2 million settlement after a lawsuit.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're doing right now. Did they leave their spouses and they got hooked up with their $2 million and they're going to live, you know, fancy free for the rest of their lives?
I wouldn't doubt it. Is it like you said? It's easier to get a divorce.
Well, yeah. So when you remember back when Nancy Pelosi stood flat-footed and said, Trump will never win this election.
Oh, yeah.
Take my word for it. It will never happen.
A lot of people said that. Same thing.
She stood on national TV.
Yeah.
It's one thing for one of us to say it. It's another thing. And the moment she said that, I jumped up and said, okay, there you have it, folks. This thing is rigged. There's no way for him to win it. Because she was flat out, it was set in cement.
Right.
Never going to happen.
Well, they made it too big to rig.
It was a master plan. It was a master plan that they had.
They did.
So, and it was all done under Biden.
They still got a plan.
Yeah. It was all done under Biden's regime. And now, so when we talk about the auto pin and things like that.
Oh, God. That's just now coming out.
Yeah.
That's all started. We haven't talked in a couple of weeks about that. It's all over the news
now. Oh, yeah.
You know, and now it's let's do something, guys. You saw it. Let's do it. Let's do something about it.
My only question is when are we going to start seeing the handcuffs?
Yeah.
I want to see somebody go to jail. You know, and, you know, right now we're involved with all of this P. Diddy trial and everything.
Yeah. Well, they're just covering that up. We need, you know, seeing the handcuffs and the mugshots.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Exactly.
Is the mugshots.
Exactly. You see people go to jail. We throw America a bone, okay? Martha Stewart, she was nothing more than a fall guy. We have Pelosi doing the same identical thing, but worse and repeatedly than she supposedly did.
Right.
But Martha Stewart went to jail over it.
Sure she did.
Went to prison.
Yep.
If you can call it that, it's probably more like a country club. Yeah, country club.
Wearing an ankle bracelet.
You know, but you got P. Diddy, and they're running him through the ringer right now. But I say, and I'm not saying he, I'm sure he's a pervert.
Yeah.
I'm sure that everything he's accused of, he's wrong. But what about Bill Clinton? And what about all the other people
that supposedly... We don't want to talk about them.
The other guy that supposedly hung himself in jail.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about them.
That double standard.
Let's talk about Diddy. Let's talk about Diddy.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
And I think we're just really tired of hearing the double standard and watching it happen in America.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, I don't know what we can do about it. It's just, I mean, we can't even get a party to agree.
No.
We've got to get them to agree first.
No, we...
You know, agree on something.
And like he said, you know, Republicans probably aren't much better, but the Democrats are just crazy.
Right.
I think he recognizes his fellow senators and congressmen, you know. And I was listening to a podcast on the way back from Texas last night, and one of the statements was, is the guy was talking about senators. And he said, you know, getting senators to bend and you know, work on this big, beautiful bill
right.
is a lot harder than the congressman, because congressmen have to run every couple of years. But with senators, they've got 4 years worth of cushion.
Mm-hmm.
So however they act up right now, they possibly have a couple of years.
They ain't going to remember it.
Yeah. People won't remember.
I don't. Memory's not very good.
Way too short.
In politics.
It is way too short. So here we have, I just wanted to show that because I wanted to, again, visit people with the double standard. And I wanted to talk about how, you know, we were conspiracy theorists saying that, oh, the 2016, you know, election was rigged and this one was rigged and different things and all of this. But yet all of this happened. And now our conspiracy theory has turned true. But yet nobody's still going to jail over it.
No.
Well, let's take a listen to video number three. This one's another serious one that involves Senator Kennedy, and we'll wrap it up after this one.
It's rare that I'm speechless. But I want to be sure I understood. The people running the Department of Energy for President Biden's administration shoveled $93 billion, not million, $93 billion out the door in 76 days, and it just happened to be the time between when President Trump was elected and President Biden, their boss, was leaving. Is that right?
Yep.
It is correct and distasteful. Confidence undermining.
So you're telling me that the Department of Energy, in the 76-day period, before their boss was going to leave office, gave our loan money to entities that had no business plan?
Correct.
No financials?
Correct.
My God.
Now, folks, you've heard me say it on this show probably a million times. This is not done by accident.
Right.
It is done by design.
Right.
I mean, this kind of corruption, he says the Democrats were looting the Treasury. It's plain and simple. And yet you see these things, and it's by design.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't running the country. It was whoever. They're still trying to find that out.
Of course.
That was during that time.
Right.
He was out of his mind. He was in the bed.
Well, I still say, and I agree with that, Randy, and I still say that George Soros and Hussein were the two major ones that dictated to all the little people. But you're never going to get one of them.
No.
Because they're already saying, oh, well, this lady over here, she's the one that was doing the auto pin. She was the one that was doing all of this stuff. But here I have to say, $93 billion.
Crazy.
Now, folks, those are tax dollars. Those are your dollars. Those are my dollars. And, you know, I was talking to James on the way out to record the podcast. And I talked about corruption and I talked about the wasteful spending. He goes, Papa, what really is that? And I had to sit and explain it to him as we was going down the road. And folks, my grandson just turned 11 years old. And take a look at the deficit.
Yeah.
Take a look at the debt that we're strapping that generation with. I don't know that America really is savable. And I've said that the last few podcasts.
Right.
I really don't know.
That think that it's not.
Well, you know,
it's a train wreck coming.
Do you think that Elon Musk is really happy with all of the hard work that he and his crew did to uncover all the corruption and all of the vile spending?
Well,
and then take a look at what Congress did with the big, beautiful bill.
Right.
They didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. They trashed half of his work. Okay. Now it's over in Senate. It's going to get trashed some more. So my question really is America savable? Can we change this? Can we fix it?
Yeah.
I'm not so for sure.
I know.
If you can
another show. We can do a whole show on that. Oh,
well,
we can do a whole series on that.
I'm sure we will. But 76 days and we shoveled $93 billion of our tax dollars out the door, and all it was going to the friends and family members of the senators, the congressmen, and all the Biden regime? Now, you think about that. Come back and see us next episode, and we'll talk about it some more. But my friend, I'm afraid the party really is over for America.
Yeah.
Send me an email if you want to disagree. I'll listen. Have a great day.